This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're kicking off the third hour on this live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, we started out the program tonight talking about the TSA, where call-outs have been happening quite a bit, meaning people calling out of work every single day over the last week as they learned that they have to work without getting paid. And then further heard Donald Trump make a statement this week saying that this could last for months, maybe even years. How long would you work at your job? Even if you really like it. Because a lot of people hate their job. But if you really like your job, how long would you work there if you missed one paycheck and then another and then another? Now, so far, they haven't even missed their first one. And people are already calling out. The first paycheck that they will miss, if they miss it. Because, again, if they start the government up again, it's a partial shutdown. But if they start the government up again before Friday, then they're going to get paid and everything will be just, you know, as normal. But once they miss that first one, they might miss another one. And how long would it go for? So that was
a lot of people can't afford to miss one.
Yeah, that was where we started. Ended up talking about opiate addiction. And, of course, you can call in about anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. As we continue here, let's talk to Randy in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to address something from one of the previous callers. Number one, so obviously Indiana, Indianapolis, there's this very tiny pharmaceutical company. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, called Lilly.
I've heard of them.
So, yeah, we will be probably the last state in the union to have, like, you know, medicinal marijuana because of Lilly and all that stuff. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, big pharma controls a lot. They've obviously paid for our governor's election. But what I really want to talk about is one of the previous callers was talking about being on 100% disability, which, you know what, I'm not. I mean, I'm very healthy. I thank God every day that I am.
Okay.
So I don't want to minimize what this guy's going through. But then he talks about what his prescriptions are costing him.
$2,000 a month, that's what he said.
But, okay, yeah, and again, not to, you know, I'm not trying to be a cold-hearted dude about this, but it's actually costing me, not him.
Sure. I mean,
does that make sense? Yeah. So
it's costing the taxpayer, and most of those taxpayers are going to be in the top 10% of earners.
Right. So I guess my point is, if you want to get your point across, then you need to be a little more accurate. And so if you're 100% disabled, which, again, thank God I'm not, but it's not costing you anything. It's costing the rest of us. And so I guess, just be real about it. And again, I'm not trying to be cold-hearted about it, but...
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. And it's costing you that because of a variety of reasons. One, the government forcibly redistributes wealth through, you know, confiscatory taxation, through extortion and, you know, the threat of violence. That's problem number one. But also problem number two is the government also artificially increases the price of medications by having the FDA out there existing and standing in the way of medication being developed and marketed without having to, you know, if the FDA weren't there, these companies could just market medications after doing whatever research and development costs, and they wouldn't have to spend billions of dollars on getting their medication approved by the FDA, which, of course, when they spend that kind of money, they got to recoup it somehow. So they charge through the nose for these medications when they shouldn't be that expensive. If they didn't have all the regulatory burdens, they'd be a fraction of the cost of what they currently are. So the government totally creates this problem from top to bottom.
And then they campaign, you know, to for a position in a House or the Senate to fight what they've exactly created. So, yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight, Randy. I appreciate hearing from you. Good point. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But once again, just as I said earlier tonight on a different topic, nobody is going to, no Republican or Democrat is going to run for office in 2020 by saying, we ought to get rid of the FDA. We ought to, but not a single one of them is going to propose that, because then they'll sound like they don't care about people. They'll sound like they just want people to take dangerous medications. Well, guess what? The medications the FDA approves are dangerous.
My favorite is when they disapprove medications that for people who have terminal illnesses.
That could help them. Experimental medications.
Well, who knows what it could do?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if it's a cyanide capsule, why would you tell somebody who has a terminal illness and, you know, 6 months to live or whatever, they can't try it?
Well, that's a whole other question of, cyanide's probably going to kill you, so then
probably
there's assisted suicide, which is also prohibited in most of the states of the union.
All I'm saying is that at some point or another, it doesn't make any sense to disallow certain types of patients' medication. They're good ones to find out how the medication works on.
Yeah, and it also doesn't make sense to disallow terminally ill people from taking their own life. I mean, if you don't want to continue living, why should you be forced against your own will to continue living? If your life, I'm going to put quotes around that, is sitting in a hospital bed all day long while your loved ones cry and come visit you as often as they possibly can, I mean, how many people really want that to be their life?
Not many.
Yeah. And if you could, I don't know, not burden your loved ones as much by not only not being there, but also, I know they obviously want you to be there and everything, but it's a burden, right? Like having to pay those
bills.
Nobody
wants to make that decision.
Yeah.
I'm probably the worst qualified person in the world to decide when my mother's plug would need to be pulled.
But if you can make your own decision to pull your own plug, that would actually
reduce. She'd be a better person to make that decision.
They'd reduce the burdens on families and reduce the burden on, you know, in theory, taxpayers as well. And let people own themselves and act like they own themselves. That's another thing that state governments could change, but for whatever reason, there's some objection to this. There's some crazy belief that because you're alive, you have to keep living until something happens from the outside of you,
right,
basically. Let's continue here. Brian's on the line in South Carolina, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'd like to talk about Boy Scouts, or Scouts, BSA, as we now call ourselves, allowing ladies to join our ranks.
Okay, you're saying our? Are you like a Scout Master or something, or...?
Yes, I'm a scoutmaster at a military base, and I'm also an Eagle Scout, and both my sons are Eagle Scouts.
Gotcha. So what has changed? Has it been now a year? How long has it been since they rebranded?
Well, it's been about a year, and we have allowed young ladies into the Cub Scout program, and then starting 1 February, just next month, we will allow young ladies into the 11-year-old Scouting program.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And some of the general public is really confused about some of the changes that are going on. And, you know, and some people are just throwing their hands in the air. You know, why is Boy Scouts allowing girls into the program and everything? And Boy Scouts have allowed girls into the program for over 40 years.
Really?
And yes,
auxiliary or something, right?
Co-ed explorer posts. Law enforcement, medical, firefighter, co-ed explorer posts.
Oh, yeah, we've heard about the explorer programs where the police officers will have sex with their teenager explorers.
That's happened.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
Yeah. Well, that's a youth protection issue, a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
The allowing the young ladies into the scouting program right now, you know, as a scoutmaster, my dad was a scoutmaster, my brother's an Eagle Scout, you know, and like I said, me and my sons are also. And at first I was pretty riled up. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, you know, how dare they? You know, now a girl is going to be allowed to do the merit badges and earn the rank of Eagle Scout and such like that. Well, after my...
I want to hear the rest of this. Hang on, Brian. Stand by. We're going to bring you back, okay? More in moments here with Brian. I want to hear, you know, he was pretty riled up at first. Now it's about to happen. It's been a year since they made this, you know, change in their name. They're no longer the Boy Scouts. They're now Scouts BSA. How does he feel now, right before this big change is about to be made to allow girls into the Boy Scouts? 855-450, free like freedom will continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Got a brand new sponsor on board here at Free Talk Live. Smart Cash is now advertising with us, and I'm pretty excited about it. Smart Cash is kind of making a splash in the world of libertarian content on the internet. We're not the only group that's being sponsored by them. I saw on an Adam Kokesh video where he got arrested at the end of it. It was brought to you by SmartCash. SmartCash.cc is where you can go to learn more about yet another peer-to-peer digital currency. And they're fast, they're secure, and easy to use. Most of them have that down. But the difference here between SmartCash and its competition, and there's a lot of competition in the world in crypto, is SmartCash has a governance model that is different than what maybe you're used to hearing about. We've talked before a lot about Dash in the past here on Free Talk Live. In order to vote on the Dash proposals that they make, you got to have 1,000 Dash. And right now, that's tens of thousands, if not, you know, $100,000. It's expensive to have 1,000 Dash. In Smart Cash, one smart equals one vote. So anybody who's got Smart Cash can vote on the various proposals. So we had made a proposal to the Smart Cash voters in order to get this approved. And we did get approved, so thank you to the folks who voted for us. But anybody who's got Smart Cash can vote. And if you don't have one Smart Cash at this point, you're not trying, because right, one Smart Cash is worth less than 2 cents at the moment. So it's probably hard to buy one Smart Cash. You probably will end up buying, you
know, have to have
hundreds
more,
or thousands, probably, of them. And if you got more than 1,000, or at least 1,000 Smart, you can actually get Smart Rewards, where about every month, roughly, they calculate it on the number of blocks that get mined in that time frame, but roughly every month, they will actually give you Smart, give you some Smart Cash, just for holding on to the Smart Cash. Now, the catch is, you have to hold the keys to your wallet, and most wallets are like that, so Edge Wallet and others. You hold the keys to your wallet. Of course, you can use the official Smart Cash wallet at smartcash.cc, and you cannot make outgoing transactions during the time frame in question. So if you make an outgoing transaction during that month, sorry, you don't get the Smart Reward. So it would be best if you had more than one Smart wallet, and the mobile wallet that they will give you at smartcash.cc comes with more than one wallet enabled by default. So it's easy to have kind of like your savings wallet that you don't spend from, so you can get the Smart Rewards, and then you have the wallet that you can spend from, and you don't have to worry about the rewards coming in there. So check it out at smartcash.cc. I think they've got something good going on here, and there's a lot of libertarians that are involved behind the scenes, from what I understand, over at Smart Cash.
That is true.
So
Yep. Learn
more at smartcash.cc. That's smartcash.cc. As we continue here, Brian is on the line in South Carolina. He is a scout master. He's somebody who's with the Boys, what was formerly known as the Boy Scouts of America. They've now rebranded as Scouts BSA, and you said a year ago was when these, you know, big announcements were made that they were going to start accepting girls. They immediately started within the Cub Scouts, and you say that coming up this month, I think you said, that they're going to start letting girls into the Boy Scouts organization. Is that right?
February. Yes, yeah, so
on the first of February.
A month.
And you said you were pretty riled up about it in the beginning, and now how do you feel?
Well, you know, riled up in the beginning because, you know, as an Eagle Scout, you know, now they're going to allow girls to earn merit badges and attain the rank of Eagle Scout. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's a boy thing. You know, it always has been, always should be. Well, you know, now that I've had time to really sit down and think about it, you know, and really put a positive spin on it, you know, in my mind, scouting, whether it's Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, has the best program, hands down, in America, for growing young American citizens. So whether it's Scouts BSA with boys and girls, or used to be Boy Scouts, or still is Girl Scouts, who cares? It's still a great program for growing young American citizens.
Here's a relevant question, though. The Eagle Scout, from what I understand, I when I was growing up as a teenager, a friend of mine became an Eagle Scout, and it was a big deal. You know, this is not
it's
not an easy thing to get. This ain't like you just learn to tie a few knots and you get this thing. There's a lot of time and effort that they have to go in and put time and, you know, growth that goes into this.
In a very tough time in life, too, when you have to, you know, the young people that can show the resolve to become an Eagle Scout are very unique, because so many young people at that time are busy thinking about all kinds
other
of dumb
things,
stuff.
Sure. Now, anybody that can accomplish this should absolutely be applauded, and it's an amazing feat. My question is, Do you know of any plan to make it so that the, you know, the requirements are different? Or will it be the same requirements for a girl Eagle Scout versus a male or boy Eagle Scout?
It'll be the same requirements, and there's no reason to make any different requirements. You know, swimming merit badge. You need to earn swimming merit badge or hiking merit badge or cycling. You know, one of the three is a fitness requirement. And, you know, the swimming requirements for a male are no different than swimming requirements for a female.
Good. I think that's the way it ought to be. Let girls in, but make sure that the bar is the same for everybody, and let them accomplish things. I think that's amazing. Now, of course, some of the issues that are going to come up, I'm sure, are tensions between males and females, especially in the teenage years. I know that that.
Right.
When I was briefly in the Boy Scouts, I personally couldn't stand the I don't like being told what to do, so I didn't like being in the Boy Scouts. But you know, I know that if there was a teenage girl in that room, it probably would have changed how the boys in there were behaving.
The dynamic.
Yeah.
Perfume and car fumes.
Perfume and car fumes. But I mean, are you worried about that as far as, you know, the first time a girl comes into the Boy Scouts meeting, is it going to change things, do you think?
Well, and currently scout troops have the option to go co-ed or stay all boy or start a new troop that's all girl.
Oh, so it may not necessarily be co-ed, even though the organization welcomes girls. They may have a separate girls group, especially if there's, you know, difficulties that would probably end
right.
up happening.
So we could have a boy scout troop and a girl scout troop that when we come together for a larger district or council activity, they would interact together. But as far as their weekly meetings, the potential to still be separated is there.
Okay, good to know.
Any idea what the uniforms are going to look like?
Fruity.
The uniforms are going to stay basically the same.
Okay.
You know, because we have female adult leaders, you know, there's not a whole lot of change that's going to generate, you know, just smaller for the young girls and, you know, a more sport active type of skorts, you know, skirt short type thing. Probably
Brian, I want to
like
say
that.
Thanks for calling about this tonight, because it's interesting hearing how you've kind of evolved on the topic over the last year, and that given it consideration and given it time, you're embracing the change, and it sounds like it's being handled in a reasonable manner where local troops can opt into split off as non-co-ed or go co-ed and experiment with that and just see what works. So that seems to make sense. I thank you for the call tonight, and feel free to call back with, you know, the results coming up in February and let us know how it's going. I appreciate
I support
you.
BSA. BSA's right to do whatever they want as far as...
they're a private organization.
It's a private organization. They should be able to have...
And the fact is...
Or not.
They've been dropping off in popularity over the years, so this is a way to stay relevant.
Sure.
There's more coming up here. Thank you, Brian. Great call. Appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
Meetings between Democrats and Republicans are expected to continue on Sunday as folks hope to put an end to the partial government shutdown by coming to an agreement. President Trump's chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, tells CNN that on Saturday, the Democrats didn't even come to negotiate a deal.
I thought we could come in to talk about terms that we could agree on, places where we all agree we should be spending more time, more attention, things we can do to improve our border security. And yet the opening line from one of the lead Democrat negotiators was that they were not there to talk about any agreement. They were actually, in my mind, there to stall.
President Trump, meanwhile, is in Camp David working with his key staffers to come up with their agenda for the upcoming year. And the first of four NFL wildcard games is in the books. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 21-7. The Colts will now face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium next Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Mark, there's been some big developments in the hope.freetalklive.com fundraiser.
Yes.
That's been something we've been talking about the last few weeks through the Christmas season. Can you kind of recap what's happened in the past? Bring us up to speed here with the new year.
Sure. Through hope.freetalklive.com, we, the Free Talk Live, the organization, and the listeners, built an orphanage in Kagoma, Jinja, Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And it functions as an orphanage and a community center. The kids can go there and, you know, do all kinds of things and, you know, stay out of trouble. One thing it can't do is it can't really fund itself very well. It's a building. Buildings don't fund themselves. The people that it serves don't have money. They're orphans or kids whose parents aren't particularly involved or whatever. So we wanted to put together something that would that they could do that would help them earn money rather than going around begging. And so what we decided to do was to buy a piece of land. The Shire Free Church was going to buy a piece of land to let them work it. 6 acres we figured would be enough that they would be have plenty to grow into. And
or even rent it out.
Yeah, they could rent for the pieces that they're not, as they're growing into it, they can rent out pieces of this land to farmers who then give them money that they can then, you know, buy some food with, or they can hire teachers. These are the two things they need. They need to buy some food, and they need to hire a teacher to come in. It's actually cheaper for them to have a teacher come in than it is to pay all the school fees for all the kids. And we've had you, the Shire Free Church, in the form of you, you made a pledge for the Shire Free Church for a large matching donation.
I decided to do that last week. I noticed things were going a little slower than, you know, I might have liked to see as far as the donations. You had already had some people offering matching, so there was already a matching that was happening up until last week, or the last week when I made this decision. I like double matching, so I wanted to step up and offer the double matching, meaning that somebody could, you know, instead of giving $10 and getting 20 donated, it would $10 would result in 30. And that's just, you know, the more that we can incentivize somebody to say, all right, that sounds worth giving to.
Yeah.
I can triple my donation, or, you know, double it, I guess, essentially.
Right. Tripling's pretty rare.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to do.
Within 12 hours, somebody stepped up and donated basically the rest.
They basically donated to the full amount of what I'd offered to.
Yeah. A little over.
So we didn't even really have a chance to use the promotion.
Matched.
So there is still a little bit more that we have to raise, though,
no,
right?
There's not.
No?
No. No, we've got the number.
But now you don't have to dye your hair.
If you'd like me to dye my hair, buddy, you gave $10,000. I will dye my hair any color you want. I can assure you the listeners will think that that is very interesting, and they will be delighted.
I thought there was a deadline. That's very nice of you to say that you would dye your hair anyway.
I think that, well, look.
Can we do it before you go to Mexico?
Yeah, we can do it anytime you want, man. Like, you pick.
We need to talk to Jackie and ask if she knows how to dye hair.
No, we'll go and do it professionally so it looks good.
Oh, yeah. We could go to the Bitcoin accepting hair salon in town.
Right. You pick some colors.
And by we, I mean you can.
I'm happy to do it. You can go watch it happen.
Yeah, I could take pictures. Yeah, I could take pictures of that. People would like that.
I think they would.
Yeah.
I'm not dying to get my hair colored some weird color.
The staff is super cool over there too.
So you know, honestly, as I go salt and pepper gray, I don't have anything to hang on for anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I know. I don't know a whole lot about dyeing hair, but I think they have to like bleach it out like to total gray or white or something like that before they can apply the dye to it. So.
They may.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. But anyway, we will inform you more as that situation develops. So thank you to everybody who donated, especially the Biggie and all the matchers and everything. This happened way faster. First, it was happening slower than I thought it should, and then it happened way faster than I thought it would.
Right. Just zoom, we're there. Yeah.
But you can still go and check out the pictures and, you know, learn more about it.
Oh, I want anybody to be involved in this in the sense that they're watching things go on, asking questions, making sure that we're doing things right. Look, you know,
we've never done this before.
All I'm trying to do is make sure some kids get some food to eat, and I'm not an expert. I've, you know, done a lot of checking and double checking and these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, please get involved. I want people involved.
So the website
is something I'm interested in. Hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Joe is on the line in Maryland, listening to WILM.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, Joe, you're on the air.
All right. I was in a really horrific car accident in 2011, January 2nd.
Yikes.
And I had to take opiates, and I'm still taking this very day. I have never abused any of the pills that I've been given.
Okay.
Never.
How many are you taking? What sort of dose? What are you taking per day?
10 milligrams, four times a day.
Okay.
With the 3-2-5 acetaminophen.
All right.
And, you know, I've never abused them, and you have to do it right. And what I do is, and this is a established fact, this will help all the people out there. If you're on opiates, you take olive leaf extract.
And what does that do?
What it does is stops you from building an immunity to the pills. Because if you keep on taking them, you have to take more and more to get the same pain.
Right.
Right.
The tolerance effect. Now, is this something that the doctor recommended, this olive leaf extract?
No, I used to watch Dr. Richard Becker, and he was a osteopath doctor and did prescribed medicine, and he was a naturopath.
Okay.
And I watched his show all the time and stuff like that, and he would tell you.
Is it a television show?
Yes, sir. His name is Dr. Richard Becker.
So you've been on opiates since 2011, and you're saying that over that time you have not increased the dosage, meaning that it was four per day from the beginning. Okay.
Yes,
interesting. Well, kudos to you.
Yeah, and you know, when I go to, you know, the pain management doctors, and I hear everybody complain, I preach that all the time. And that's because they're all junkies. They don't listen to me.
Right. And, but you know, you're saying it's worked for you.
Yeah. Well, it's a scientific fact, though.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't disbelieve you. I think that's great news, and I appreciate you sharing it tonight. Joe, anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah. If they take also turmeric root with black pepper, that helps decrease the inflammation. They should also take a powder calcium drink with calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, copper, zinc, and boron. That fuels...
you might want to check with your doctor first. I don't know if everybody's making notes on that, but it sounds complicated. Joe, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Joe is not a doctor. We don't know whether or not that's true.
I don't have any idea, right?
He says it works for him.
Well, that's what you can say.
Yeah.
You can say that something has worked for you.
Right. Anything else is a medical claim, and the FDA don't like that.
I'm not going to tell somebody that something that's worked for them is just a bunch of nonsense. If it's working for you, by God, keep doing it. But, you know, at the same time, I'm aware that placebos are pretty effective.
Let's talk to Carl in Atlanta. Hello, Carl. This is Atlanta, Texas, by the way. You're listening to KTFS over by Texarkana.
Yeah,
hello, Carl.
Yes, sir. You know, a guy called in earlier and said that he was there's a new law and he's going to be compelled to buy that Narcan whenever he got his prescription filled.
Okay. Yeah, for opiates, yeah.
Does that mean he has to buy it every time he goes in there to buy the stuff? And how
that's
much
a
does
good
it cost
question.
For this stuff?
You know what? I almost considered asking that question.
He said it was going to be the first time, so I think he might just have to have it on hand.
Just as long as there's a record that he bought it once,
well,
basically.
It also goes bad at some point, too. So if it's good for a year, then he has to buy it every year.
I see.
Be my guess.
Yeah, I've heard these things can cost upwards of $150, but honestly, I haven't looked. I think we can actually do a quick Google and see what the current rate is for Narcan, because they're not... I don't think they're cheap, although now that they're legal in more than, you know, one jurisdiction, perhaps they're more affordable than they've ever been. I don't know. That's a good question. And, Carl, if you had more to say, you can stand by. We'll bring you back for that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll try to figure out what a dose of Narcan is going for these days. On the market, it's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here in the remaining moments of the show. And a lot of times, in fact, throughout the whole show tonight, our phones have been loaded up with calls. But all of a sudden, and this is unusual, usually like toward the end, we're loaded wall to wall with calls, yeah, and we can't get to every call at the very last segment. But all of a sudden, the phones just opened up. So we got lines available for you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A lot of the times I won't even give out the number in the last segment.
You don't need to.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. Well, we don't ever need to. We could always just talk about, you know, the stuff we wanted to talk about. But Free Talk Live is an open phone show, and we'd take your calls about anything you want to talk about here. So feel free to dial in and join us on the radio. We've talked about the TSA calling out sick, calling out, using their vacation days or whatever it is they're using, because they're expecting to not get paid coming up on Friday if this government shutdown continues. And there were some pretty ridiculous things in the remainder of this CNN article that we may or may not get to share with you here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, you can follow us on social media. You know, we've got different options for that. We're on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. We're on the newer Mastodon decentralized platform that's a competitor to Twitter, and it's better, in my opinion, because it's decentralized. You can follow our Mastodon account over at toot.freetalklive.com, because you don't tweet on Mastodon, you toot on Mastodon. And then there's also the Telegram channel. You can follow our posts there as well at telegram.freetalklive.com. So feel free to do any one of those things as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Derek on the line listening to WAVH-FM out of Mobile, Alabama. But, Derek, you're over in Florida. Welcome. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Just love hearing y'all, because whenever I can catch you, because y'all pretty much like me. You pretty much call it like you see it down the middle, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. If you're right, you're right. You're wrong, you know.
Thank you.
But I was going back to one of your callers was talking about with the government shutdown and all, about certain things, what was open, what's not open, or whatever.
Right.
I'm a DOD contractor, and thankful. thankfully, we're not affected by the shutdown because most of the DOD monies are allocated before everything else. So we pretty much dodged the bullet on this for the second time. But I was actually working in the Vicksburg, Mississippi area when the shutdown happened under the Obama administration. And Vicksburg has a national military park over there that's ran by the National Park Service. It was closed. You couldn't go there unless you was you couldn't go there, period. The Natchez Trace Parkway is actually operated by the National Park Service. Their federal park rangers were furloughed, and I think the Mississippi Highway Patrol had to patrol that area instead of the and you had other areas like the National Seashore down there on the Mississippi coast. They were closed as far as certain areas there. So I think it depends on the agencies that's affected, but a lot of times the National Park Services are going to be affected as well. And I just think it's messed up that, like right now, the National Transportation Safety Board, there was a big crash that happened. I believe it was in Florida where a bunch of kids got killed on a bus crash or so. And the National Transportation Safety Board can't even send any of this because they're on furlough right now.
Well, what are they going to do about it anyway? I mean, they're just sitting around on a board. It's not like that's actually making anybody any safer.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, it's
not going to stop a bus from careening over a hill or something, or, you know, off a cliff or whatever, getting T-boned.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I hope this thing ends because in the long run, it's becoming a big political circus. I mean, it's becoming a double-edged sword, and the only people that's going to wind up getting hurt are the American people, and that includes a lot of the people that supported Trump to begin with. So this needs to end.
Well, I don't know. I'm enjoying the hell out of it continuing, and the longer it goes for, the more these bureaucrats are going to quit their jobs, and the fewer people are going to look at those jobs as something that they can rely on in the future. So there is not going to be a long line of folks waiting to replace them if they're worried that there's going to be another shutdown. And there's already been what, two under Trump? This is what, the second or third or something like that. This isn't the first one that has happened.
Yeah.
So
only one I know about.
Yeah. Oh, really? You must not have been paying attention. There's been at least one more within the last couple of years, and it's the first time Trump's the first president to actually have a shutdown where the same political party was in charge of Congress, because usually it's a different party that's, you know, on one side or the other.
I'm not sure that the two political parties either are convinced that Trump's with them.
Hey, Derek, exactly. Thanks for sharing tonight, man. Anything else you want to throw out there, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it. That's all I wanted to get off my chest, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. Appreciate
I love it. I love the call. It makes me feel like I'm down south listening to that call. Thank you, Derek. I appreciate it, because we're from down that way as well. A little bit further south.
Yeah,
down in South Florida.
I don't have the accent, but worked really hard. My mother worked really hard to make sure I never got one.
Yeah, making me think of barbecue. Barbecue on the side of the road down in Florida. Let's continue here. We got Joshua. Let's go to Joe. He's been waiting there. Listening to WIVC. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. I like your show.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried about Trump having a one-on-one meeting with both Putin and Kim Jong-un. And, you know, what if they're getting together and want to shut down the government? What if you
really wait. Is he meeting with both Putin and Kim Jong-un at the same time?
No, you remember Helsinki where he had the one-on-one and he was the only person in from America on the meeting? There was a Russian translator in Putin, but they had a one-on-one meeting.
Right.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Kim Jong-un, where the media was not in the room, and they met one-on-one.
It was just Trump. In Helsinki, it was just Trump meeting directly with Putin.
Right. Now, the same thing happened with Kim Jong-un as well. Okay. I'm just saying the same thing.
What if these guys are teaming up, and Trump actually wants to shut down our government?
Well, I will applaud it if that actually happens. I wish they'd shut down more of the government. Can we have 100% instead of 10%?
Let me ask, what comes first? Does the party come first or country come first?
Neither. I'm not interested in either.
No.
Family.
Country comes first. No.
What is the country?
Well, are you trying to tell me that you would be okay with no FDA, no food inspections?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely. I would be okay with all that because... No, but actually, we had a guy on the line who was in China. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get his call.
You know what a wet market is?
A wet market?
How many die over there? A lot. So you're okay to give somebody in your family and have them die from food poisoning because you're
you think the government's protecting you from food poisoning?
Sure they are. Well, who gets the recalls?
In the absence of a coercive, state, organizations will rise up that will make sure that your food is inspected.
Yeah.
I mean, currently,
that's baloney.
That's baloney. Restaurants do it all the time. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Do you know about the Ford Pinto? Do you know why Ford?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Ford Pinto. It came out.
They ran
while
the numbers.
We had,
the guy in executive, but the management said it's cheaper to pay the lawsuits than it is to fix the problem.
Do you think that's still true, or do you think that was only true in the 70s?
I think that's still true. That's true because you know how we got into default swamps? It's because it was unregulated.
Because the government supported the banks.
No.
They were too big to fail.
Clinton, on the way out, signed the law that the Republicans put in place that says that they're not going to call it insurance. They call it default swaps because insurance, you have to have a dollar quarter for every dollar insured. Default swaps, there was nothing. There was $62 trillion of unbacked up insurance that when people started calling it in, that's what 2008 was all about.
Right? Okay. You're claiming that 2008 was about wasn't about the housing market?
Yes, it was about the housing market. It was about taking all these bad loans that they put together in these equations, and everybody was making money all the way through.
Then so who is it that regulates the banking industry again?
The government.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Aren't you saying we need the government?
We do.
Yeah.
To ruin everything?
The government and the banks are in it together. they're the organization that makes sure that the bankers get all the money. I mean, the money has successfully been funneled up to the bankers since, I don't know, the last couple of decades at the very least. And they've used the government to do it.
I mean, what kind of cynical person actually believes that the grocery store or your local restaurateur wants to poison you? You don't think that the marketplace can come up with ways to safely distribute food? I got news for you, dude. The fact is, and thank you for the call, Joe. It was a great call. I wish we could have talked to you for longer. Unfortunately, the show's over for tonight. But we're here every single night. If you want to call back another time, would love to continue the discussion. The fact is, grocery stores, food distributors, they already have programs in place. Many of them, like fast food chains, have much higher standards than are required by the government. And they've done that on their own. Because they want you to come back. They want you to stay alive and buy some more food from them.
A wet market is basically a meat market, and we have them in the United States.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.